Good morning and praise the Lord.
Good morning.
Let us open our Bibles and read Ephesians chapter 5 verse 1 to 21. Ephesians chapter 5 verses 1 to 21. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named amongst you, as becometh saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no warmonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be ye not ye therefore partakers with them, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are you light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, providing what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever that maketh manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein in excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Let us pray. Lord, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we praise you. We adore you and we magnify you, that you are our strength, our fortress, and salvation of our souls. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessings we receive from him. Lord, we thank you for all your faithfulness, your loving kindness to us. We are grateful to all that we receive to sustain us and provide all our needs. Lord, thank you for all answered prayers, for the healing, the salvation, your promises to us that written in your word. Lord, thank you for the deliverance, for the food, the discipline, for the shelter, for all those things in our lives had comes from you alone. Hallelujah. Let us now confess our sins to God. As he said in his word, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Confess and repent of your anger, laziness, the work of flesh, your bad stewardship and bad example, non-willingness to serve God, and whatever sin you are doing. Lord, we confess our sins, renounce them. Lord, we commit ourselves not to do them again. We humble them before you to cleanse us and purify us once again by your blood that shed on the cross for us, so we come in your presence with a clean and pure heart. Let us now pray for our personal requests and petitions, for God said, Come unto me, All ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Lord, we thank you for answering our petitions and giving us our needs in Jesus' name. Let us pray for our families, pray for your husband, pray for your wife, pray for your children, pray for your parents, and pray for your siblings. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the families who continue to live in your will. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all those among them who are unsaved. Lord, we pray for the protection and divine intervention to every one of them. We pray for every husband to continue to persevere, to stand firm, to execute your will and plan to their families. We pray you give them wisdom how to deal with every circumstance that they are passing through. Lord, give them good health, strength, stable job and income to provide the needs of their families. We pray for their wives to have a good health, strength, and submissive spirit to their husbands. We pray for each wife to unite with her husband to implement the discipline orders on their children and according to your word. Lord, we pray for the youths and the children to protect them from the works of the enemy, and that they will accept the discipline of their parents and to stop going to the social media. Lord, we pray that they will repent from their arrogance, pride, foolishness, and naughtiness that are not pleasing in your sight. Lord, help the children to persevere in the discipline of their parents and that they will serve you in the future and continue to do your works. Let us now pray for our jobs, pray for your boss and your colleagues to be saved. Lord, we thank you for our jobs that you gave to us. Bless us and sustain us. Lord, we pray to bless the places that we are working by giving them more income so we can continue to receive our salaries on time, and so we give what is due for you. Lord, we pray to help us to be a noble vessels of your blessing to the people around us by preaching your word to them and by our good example to them by submitting to our superiors and working diligently for our service, not to please men, but to please you, O God. For the fulfillment of your word, that our light shine before men, that they may see our good works and glorify you, our Father in heaven. Lord, we pray for the salvation of our bosses and our colleagues and all the people that we are serving in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we pray for them. You know them, and we earnestly ask you to help and provide and sustain them and encourage them through your word. Lord, heal those who are sick among them. Give job and income to those who are jobless and wisdom and solution to those in trials in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, our countries back home, and those whom we met daily to be saved. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to preach the gospel to them. We pray to help us, empower us with your Holy Spirit, how to give them advices and to teach them of your ways. Lord, we pray to deliver them from their sins to live in righteousness and holiness. Lord, put in their hearts the fear of you and humble them to obey you and receive the salvation that comes from you. In Jesus' name. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Let us pray for the favor of God, and He will provide for all logistic needs, offices, and documentation needed. Lord, we pray for the salvation of the people who live in all those countries, that they will know you and be aware that we are your people. Lord, we commit ourselves once again to obey and follow the rules and regulations as we abide in your commands to us. Lord, protect your church, sustain and provide all the needs in those places for your glory, so your work will continue to be done. Lord, bless all those places, so we, your church, will be blessed. Lord, uphold us and enable us to continue to reach people, to teach them how to live according to your word, in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for the church and all the ministries of the church to grow. Let us pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregation to be planted. We pray for more people to get water baptized and more to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray that you enable us to spread in other places not yet been reached by your gospel. Lord, we pray that you will bless the church school, the church banking, the church clinic, the farming ministry, the watchman ministry, the publications, the children and youth under their parents, the wives under their husband, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, help us and open to us effective doors to reach the lost and to impart to them your word and the true way, how to live in righteousness and holiness, in Jesus' name. Lord, bestow upon us the spiritual gifts that we need to teach them your ways and to heal the sick, to evangelize and to prophesy to them your will, so they will know that you are a true God and we are your servants. Lord, we commit ourselves to reproduce more fruit of the Holy Spirit to manifest in our lives the love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control, so people will see Jesus in our lives, in Jesus' name. Let us pray for our service. Lord, we lift up into your hands our service today. Bless every item of our service. Bless our prayer, our worship songs, and the giving of your word that we hear today. Speak to us, Lord. Bless us also our recording to reach the lost and to have the fruits that you want to see in the lives of your people. Lord, hear our prayers for your name's sake, that your name will be glorified in our midst, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us now stand and praise the Lord.
with enlargement and filling of your Holy Spirit. O Lord, come live in us, O Lord God. Come, O Lord, take full control of our lives. Thank you, Father God, for truly, Lord God, you've been so great. We've been so grateful to you, O Lord God, because you continue to work in our lives. Thank you, Lord God. We are grateful in your presence. For the salvation of each one of us. Thank you, O Lord God, that from heaven to earth you have come, O Lord God, to save us, O Lord. Thank you, O Lord Jesus. Thank you. We have nothing to offer, O Lord God, but the fruit of our lips giving thanks to you. Thank you, O Lord. Thank you for the salvation that you have granted to each one of us. Hallelujah. Let's praise the Lord in his sanctuary.
Oh, yeah.
continue to praise you, Lord, because you have given us life. You have given us breath. Thank you, Lord God. As you have said, O Lord God, that let everything that has breath has to praise you and give thanks to you. If not even the stones, you can make them rise up and praise you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that by your word, O God, we have the joy, we have the peace. We have the promises to claim, O Lord. Thank you for your promises, O Lord God. O Lord, thank you once more that by your word, O Lord God, we can be like a tree planted in the streams, O Lord God, that will bear fruit. Lord, I live by your word. Prosperity that you have bestowed upon us, like a tree that is planted by the waters, O Lord God, we will always bear fruit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the joy, the peace, O Lord, the patience, O Lord God, that you have given to us through your Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Let your peace continue to reign in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let us now collect our tithes and offering and first fruit to God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7 to 10, every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, that gradually or as necessity. For God loveth a cheerful giver. Yes, O Lord God, I praise you and thank you for all your for your presence in our lives. And as we bring our tithes, offering, and first fruit to you, continue to bless us, and our faith may continue to grow stronger and obey you. Bless this money, O God, that it may be used in further of your kingdom and glorify your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Praise God. Christ in view for suffering. This is the message for us today. Christ in view for suffering. Let's open our Bible to the book of Luke. Book of Luke and chapter 16 and verse 19 to verse 31. Luke chapter 16, verse 19 to 31. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate, full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores, and it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham says, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither they will be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. Lord, we thank and we praise you. We come before the name of Jesus. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for your word that you give us. Thank you for providing and sending your word on time to us, to lead us to persevere in doing your will and your good plan for your church and for each and every one of us. I pray for clarity in the message, and not my lips, as we're going to deliver your word. Touch your people, make your people responding, support their heart, humble them before you and before your word, to fear you, O God, to fear your word and to submit their will fully to you, O God. I pray to raise up workers who are willing to suffer and persevere, O God, in serving you. Take the message and spread it. Let it bring the fruit that you desire, 30, 60, and 100, O God. Let it spread to the rest of the congregations of the church and the families and the members. And let it reach to the lost and beyond those who have not heard your word. Let them know the truth through your word. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. In this story that we had just read, And Jesus narrated, we can outline important points about life and how we need to live it while we are on earth. And in this story, Christ gave clear points about life, ministry, suffering, and eternal life, and as the following. Number one, the poverty of the poor can be still a good thing for them. Luke 16, 20 and 21. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. The poor man in the story, when he persevered in the situation that God had placed him in, it proved to bring him finally to the bosom of Abraham. Poverty can be putting the person in a good atmosphere and prohibit him from sinning against God. Poverty or lacking of certain things that God will not allow you to get can be a protective thing in your life if you accustom yourself to fear God and to walk in His ways. Sometimes material blessing can push man or push you to sin against God. Therefore, poverty can be a safeguard for some not to sin against God. Certain times, some people start to sin after they receive material blessings from God. Number two, sickness and physical disability can help us in our salvation journey to eternity. The sickness of this poor man worked out for the good for his eternity. He was full of sores, and the dogs were licking his sores. The sickness put him in a constant suffering, but it seemed that he determined to keep his life pure before God and continue to live on the hope of God's words and promises, His goodness, His mercy, and His faithfulness. He was finally got to the bosom of Abraham, heaven as an eternal house for him. Sicknesses and certain physical disabilities are not hindrance for salvation and living for God and serving Him. Perseverance in sickness and suffering and willingness to stay on the ways of God is the secure and the safe way for us to live to God and to inherit eternal life. Point number three. The poor man did not sin against God by trying to change the situation that he was in. The poor man did not try to steal from the rich man. Notice also that he did not covet the riches of the rich man. He only desired to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. His aim was to fill his stomach with food and to satisfy his hunger. Notice also that he did not set his heart to fill his stomach with the delicious food that was on the rich man's table. He did not covet his delicious food. The poor man was content with what God gave him. He did not grumble. He did not complain. And in fact, he was a good example that God placed beside the rich man that he may take heed and learn from his good character. Reflect now on the message in your life and see where you are now from the descriptions that the Word of God is outlining to us from this passage of Scriptures. Many people, they fell in debt due to their desire to eat nice food, restaurant food, travel, wearing expensive clothes, makeup, perfumes, accessories, etc. 4. The poor man was begging because he was afflicted by sores all over his body. So here we can notice that the poor man was begging, not because he was lazy, but because he was sick and cannot do the work, or he was not accepted to work. Many people, they are begging because they are lazy, and they are not begging for food, but for other material things. Even those who are begging for food, they are not begging for simple food, but for a delicious food and costly one. According to what we have read in this story of Jesus, many who beg, they have no right to do that. Point number 5. Death is God's mercy on those who set their hearts to walk in his ways. Luke 16, verse 22. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. When we live our lives in obedience to God and willingly accepting the suffering that God had ordained for us, then death is the way that we are translating to heaven. Christ died on the cross for our sins to give us eternal life. And in repentance and following him in our lives, then we will be with him in heaven. The death of that beggar man was his comfort. Point number 6. When we spend lavishly on our food, dress, and other luxurious things, then we are sinning against the Lord. The rich man described by Jesus that he was dressed very well, and that he spent lavishly on himself. Luke 16, verse 19. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. He was not satisfied to buy ordinary things to meet his needs, but he was buying expensive and branded things to furnish his table. Many people, they spend much on their food. They spend much only just for a brand. Wasting is the sin of the prodigal son who wasted his father's money on riotous living. The rich man received good things while he was on earth. He used his riches to pamper his body and to boast with his riches in the way he spent. Abraham, as we have read in the story, taught him the following. Luke 16, Luke chapter 16, verse 25. But Abraham said, "Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime received thy good things, and likewise Lazarus even things. But now he is comforted, and thou tormented." Abraham told him that you had received good things in your life. The rich man in the story did not steal, did not commit adultery, did not murder, but he did not live the lifestyle that God wanted him to live. Now the message for us today is this. If you are working in this direction, just to receive the good things in this life, the good things of food, dress, shoes, and other luxurious things, then you are only working to satisfy your pleasures and not in your mind the style of life that God wants you to live. Point number 7. When we have no concern for the needs and the afflictions of others, then we are not doing the good that we ought to do. And in this way, we are sinning. The rich man was having no concern for the poor man who was sick and begging to feed himself. There is nothing that we read that the rich man had done something to help and to relieve the poor sick man. He was living at the gate of the rich man, but he was not relieved by him. Therefore, when God brings poor people near to our gates, we are accountable to help them. Point number 8. God calls us to help the poor whom he placed beside us. Notice that God called us to help, but God did not call us to support poor people whom we do not see. Also, God will not call us to feed and support people who can't feed themselves. The Lord calls us to support the needs of those people who cannot, and it is impossible for them to meet their needs. For example, this poor man was sick and afflicted with the sicknesses and cannot work and feed himself. God had placed that poor man at the gate of the rich man so that he can help him with the needful things. Let us also be aware that many will come with some stories and ask help, but only few are genuine and fit to be helped, because they are in situation like this beggar in the story of Jesus. Point number 9. Death is the punishment of the wicked. The rich man also died and was buried. The rich man was materialistic, self-centered, selfish, and his concern was only to satisfy his own pleasure and flesh. He was unmerciful to the poor beggar who was sick and not able to feed himself. Point number 10. Hell is the real, and the torment in hell is real. Luke 16, verse 23 and 24. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seeing Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. Many, they say, please don't tell sinners about hell. But Jesus in the New Testament clearly preached about hell. Therefore, sinners need to repent so they will not go there. Therefore, also we need to preach the gospel and warn sinners so we will be free from their blood. Point number 11. After death, there is judgment, and destiny cannot be changed. Abraham said to the rich man in Luke 16, verse 26, and beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. That's why we need to preach the gospel and warn sinners to repent, because after death there is judgment, and we cannot pray that their destiny will be changed. Point number 12. The bad example that we live can lead others into wrong direction and lost without salvation. The rich man was pleading to Abraham to send Lazarus to the house of his father to warn his five brothers to repent so they will not go there. Luke 16, verse 27 and verse 28. Then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. The bad example that this man was living misled his five brothers, who possibly were younger than him. His sin was enjoying the material things that he had received from God. Even he did not steal, even he did not get his money by cheating, it is still sin because he spent it in a way that displeased God. For he was living only to satisfy his egos and pleasures. That non-scriptural style of living will be noticed by others, and many might imitate and follow, and they will be lost, as they are more concerned of themselves than the things of God. Put in your mind that even if you are rich, you still need to live the style that God wants you to live, and not the style that you like. The beggar was doing his ministry well. He stayed where God had placed him and did not move to other places in order to continue to minister to the rich man. And he was a good example to him up to the point, and that was why the rich man requested Father Abraham to send Lazarus to his father's house to preach to his five brothers. Point number 13. Suffering is not an option for a Christian life, but it is mandatory. Suffering is not only for the poor or sick or disabled people, but suffering is also ordained to the rich and well-to-do people. If God had blessed you, that does not mean you spend all on yourself and deny yourself nothing. I am aware that many, they hate this teaching, and they hate me because of that this teaching. But I need to say it to save my soul before God. Point number 14. The scripture is what is ordained for us from God to be taught in God's way. Luke 16, verse 29 to 31. Luke 16, verse 29 to 31. Abraham saith unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they would repent. And he said unto them, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. We need to go through the scriptures, the Old Testament and the New Testament, and apply them in our lives and in our relationship and communications with the people around us. Jesus died and rose from death, and by his blood we are saved. Jesus, who came to fulfill the scriptures, also said in Luke 16, verse 16 and 17, the law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presses into it. And it is easier for heaven and earth to pass away than one tittle of the law to fail. Therefore, let us be persuaded by His word and instruction, and let us go through God's word and understand the way of suffering that He ordained for us to live, and live it precisely. My dear and beloved, let us come now to God and be willing to follow His way, the narrow way that He ordained for us to pass through, and be willing to go through the suffering and the style of life that He ordained for us to pass through until we reach heaven and until He comes, or until He comes and takes us. Repent early and before death. Repent early and before death. Let us be willing to repent and renounce all our sins and our wrongdoings, and amend our ways. Let us be encouraged with the word of God and His promises to us, the eternal life and the place and the inheritance that He prepared for us in heaven. Let's all stand. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You. We adore You. Thank You for dying for us on the cross. We come before You in the name of Jesus. Thank You, Lord, for Your word that enlightened my mind and made me see life and suffering from Your perspective. Thank You, God, for Your goodness and Your faithfulness. Let's now repent and renounce all our sins. Repent of Your world, of Your worldliness, the loss of Your eyes and Your love for material things. Repent of Your luxurious life that you are living, wasting Your resources on food, dress, restaurants, parties, accessories, makeup, perfumes, cars, pleasures and journeys. Repent of Your grumbling and ungratefulness and lack of contentment. Repent of Your lack of concern to others around you who are in need and who are in troubles. Repent of Your lack of concern for others who are sick. Repent of Your bad example to others and to Your own family. Repent of Your bad stewardship and wasting Your resources. Repent of Your lack of faith in God's word and Your disobedience to the word of God. Repent of doing Your own will and Your own plan, and not the will and the plan of the Lord. Lord, I repent. Forgive me, O God. Lord, open my eyes to see those whom You place beside me that I need to help and support. Lord, I am willing to live the style of life that You want me to live. I commit myself to the principle of stewardship and thriftiness in living. I commit myself to go and serve You and do the work that You had prepared in advance for me to do. Lord, I am willing to suffer according to Your will, fulfilling the scriptures and moving forward in the mission work of Yours till You come and take me with You. Lord, sustain me and provide all my needs so I will continue to serve You. For in You I commit my life and in You I trust.
I'm bearing fruit, my leaf is green. All that I do.
come to God.
Water the earth.
Open your life in.
Bring forth its fruit. So shall be the word that you are speaking. It shall not return.
Oh God, thank you, Lord, from all my brothers and sisters of God who commit themselves to live for you. I pray, help those who are in suffering, help those who are in trials and difficulties, answer their prayers. Lead us, oh God. Lead us as a church to go to families and people who are in need. Those who are in troubles, oh God, lead them to us and lead us to them, oh God. Lord, we commit ourselves to help in whatever way we can. We commit ourselves to be good examples to others, oh God, that they will know your ways, oh God, that they will know the style that you want them and you want us to live, oh Lord. I pray, oh God, raise more workers, laborers with us who have been set free from all worldliness and the love of material things. Oh God, and the pleasures and the lust of the eyes in this world. Oh God, we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for more people to get believe, get saved, water baptized, and receive the Holy Spirit baptism. I pray for more workers to be raised, and more Bible studies and congregation for the church to be planted, oh God. I pray for revival for those who have received their blessing and run away, oh God. Lord, we pray, oh God, for repentance. I pray that your riches that you give to them will bring them back to you, oh God, not to let them go away. We pray in the name of Jesus, salvation to flow to them. Send your word to them. Let them feel you, oh God. Let them feel your coming. Let them feel your word. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hand be with us, O Lord, and free us from harm so that we not feel pain. Lord, help us to persevere till you come and take us with you to heaven. O Lord, may the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Praise His great and holy name.
praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.